This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. A reward of $25,000 is being offered in hopes of generating new leads in the decades-old disappearance of a Wadena woman. Carla Beth Anderson was 23 years old when she vanished from her apartment in November of 1987. Despite years of investigation, no arrests have been made and Anderson has never been found. A St. Louis County judge has sentenced 53-year-old Jared Allstrand to 9 years in prison for criminal sexual conduct in the second degree against a minor female. Prosecutors say the crimes happened in the East Range area of St. Louis County between 2018 and 2024. According to the charges filed, the victim was under the age of 16. The sentence was the maximum the judge could enforce under the Minnesota sentencing guidelines for this offense. Every week in this country, more than 20 students die of a drug overdose. That is the equivalent of a high school classroom. Minnesota Congresswoman Kelly Morrison wants to cut those numbers by making sure schools have access to naloxone, the medication that quickly reverses an overdose. Her proposed legislation doesn't stop there.
This one will ensure that school personnel are trained in administering Narcan and have the resources to do so in case there's an emergency on their school grounds.
When she was a state lawmaker, Morrison spearheaded the bill to require Minnesota schools carry at least 2 doses of Narcan. Minnesota is one of 12 states to have the law. If you're heading to Duluth this weekend for Grandma's Marathon, MnDOT says you should plan ahead. MnDOT says there will be increased traffic and delays for the weekend. On Saturday, I-35 and Highway 61 will be detoured to accommodate the marathon. Closures for the event are expected to be lifted by 3 p.m. The University of Minnesota Rochester's expansion plan has received another green light. The University of Minnesota Board of Regents approved the new plan in the Discovery District in downtown Rochester. The university is planning to develop approximately 12,000 square feet of teaching laboratories, classrooms, and collaboration space in 2 Discovery Square. School officials say this will enable continued enrollment growth and strengthen conditions between students, employers, and healthcare leaders. A little planning can go a long way when it comes to staying safe on Minnesota rivers. The DNR's Nancy Stewart.
Making sure you're wearing a life jacket, you're reading the signs, you've checked the maps. People know what time you're leaving, what time you're planning to get back, sort of that check-in that someone knows what your trip plans were for the day.
Officials say the goal is simple, make it home safely at the end of the day. This is MNN.